This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We had Texans GM Nick Caserio on yesterday. We'll sprinkle in some of the audio from Nick throughout the show. You can find the entire interview. We talked for about 45 minutes with him. You can find it on the Odyssey app or on our YouTube page. Good conversation. Yesterday, rookies start up. The rookies get their first crack in a Texans uniform tomorrow at rookie minicamp, and we will have eyes on that tomorrow. Friday's practice is open to the media, so we'll be out there tomorrow for that. Here was Nick Caserio yesterday. I would say, Seth, I think it's fair to say that you and I are pretty plugged into what people are saying about the Texans, either audio, video, or written word. It seems like most of the people, if not all the people that we consume, are on board with the Jalen Nowell pick in the third round. That seems to be the one to me, just gut feel, that's getting the most praise right now. Not that he's the best player they drafted, but for where they got him and what he can bring to an offense that has a need for that type of receiver with Tank Dell out for the year. A lot of people really praising Nick for that pick right there.
Right, and potentially out for the year with Tank Dell for any of those of you that haven't been following closely. Yeah, there are a lot of people that were very, very high on Jalen Nowell. His obvious drawback is his size. He's just not a big fella, which the NFL is replete with smaller receivers who have done really well, but you got to make up for it somehow. So we kind of press Nick for what makes him different and what's the thing that pushes him into the NFL despite his small size.
I would say his toughness, his overall instinctiveness, his playing style. He's got good speed, I would say, for his position. I would say in his particular case, he has good speed. He has good time speed. So those two kind of marry up. He's got strong hands, even though he's smaller. He's not like that small. He's a pretty sturdy, I would say, rocky, kind of blocked up kind of dude. Honestly, his build is similar in some respects to Christian Kirk. They're not small players. They might be quote unquote shorter, but they're not necessarily small players. They might play big for their size. How that, I would say, develops and evolves over time, we'll find out. There'll be some nuance involved. There's a coaching element involved. So there's a lot of things that go into being, a good player. And if you have maybe an area that you're deficient, what do you have on the other side of it that you can help offset? And I'd say that applies to really all players. There's no quote unquote perfect player. They all have things that they can work on. They all have things that they can improve. And each player just has to try to maximize whatever they have to the best of their ability.
That's a good breakdown. The part of that breakdown, I know we're going to get into other parts of Nowell here in a second. I like the part where he says that, and I forget exactly how he said it, but he has good speed. He's got good, I forget what he said, like time speed. Basically what he's saying was like combine speed. And that those two marry up with each other. Kamari Lassiter would be an example of a guy where they don't marry up. Where he's got good speed on every SEC game that you're watching. He seems like there's no problem with him keeping up with SEC receivers, and he runs a 4.65 at the combine. Nowell, his speed, whatever it's saying on the stopwatch, it's playing out in the games also.
Yeah, and the cool thing about it, too, is that I think he's a really good route runner, but not a refined route runner. And when you watch him play, he had one of the best verticals and broad jumps at the combine, and that meshes up with what you see on film. There's an explosiveness. He's one of these guys that looks like he's about to jump out of the gym every step he takes. So if you really refine that and make it crisper, you could really see where that could be lethal in a lot of ways. So that's something that obviously he'll continue to work on, and hopefully it pays dividends. When people talk about, okay, why is everybody gushing about him? And yes, he's small, but he still went in the third round, even though he did a lot of things like a first rounder. One of the things people bring up is his drop rate, that he had a lot of drops in college. He had 5 muffed punts. But the story with Noel, I think, is if you look at his progression year by year, 2022, he had an 8.1% drop rate. 2023, 5.4%. 2024, 3.4%, which is 3.4%. It's not awesome, but it's totally acceptable.
You can live with that. If you're doing enough other things, you can live with that. Yeah.
Where if you look at, you know, Xavier Worthy, guy that got drafted high, obviously has incredible physical skill and talent, but he's smaller. Xavier Worthy's drop rate his final season in college was 6.3%. Okay. The year before it was 10.6%.
Wow.
So it's, you know, like Xavier Worthy, one of the knocks on him was just how sure-handed is he. Jalen Noel, for whatever it's worth, showed steady improvement in college, and by his final season was better than Xavier Worthy. I'm not saying he's a better receiver than Xavier Worthy, but for the biggest knock against him, he showed definitive improvement.
Yeah, Worthy's a classic example of, and I don't know what his drop rate was in his rookie year last year with the Chiefs. Yeah. I just didn't follow it all that close, but he's a classic example of he brings enough other stuff to the table where you live. If that's the bad, you live with it. I mean the Chiefs. He's a crucial part of their offense. You know, they don't really have, especially with Rashee Rice out for the year, they didn't really have a number one last year, and they were using him out of the backfield and on screens and everything else. So that'll be interesting to see how Nick Caley deploys Noel.
Worthy was 10.8% last year, which, wow. Which, as the AI will tell you, places him amongst the leaders in dropped passes.
Is that what it says?
Yeah, like he's leading in a bad way.
Yeah. Oh, they're like excited about it.
Yeah. He's funny. A league leader.
That's funny. Yeah. That's fun. Wow, 10% And yet I would tell you, I didn't watch every Chiefs game last year. I watched at least 2 from beginning to end, plus several more. If Xavier Worthy were to go out of the lineup for some reason, the other 31 teams in the NFL are pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
You know, he is for whatever that drop rate is, and Seth just said it was over 10%. Boy, that is a guy who helps make that offense go to the degree that it went last year. They weren't a great offense last year. All right, more from Caserio. Of course, we know that there was the draft day call where Jalen Reed from Penn State. Do we have the full call, Ben, or just the hot key? All right, if you recall, this was the phone call from Nick Caserio and the staff to Jalen Reed, safety out of Penn State, when they drafted him in the 6th round.
Hello?
Jalen, Nick Caserio with the Texans. How you doing, bud?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Congratulations. We're going to turn the pick in. We're excited to have
Let's
you.
Do it.
You're a good football
Let's
player.
Let's do it.
So.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let me.
Let's do it.
Here's Coach Ryan.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jalen, congrats, man.
Hey, get the Texans hat. Let's do it. Appreciate it, Coach.
You get that Texans hat ready, man. We're fired up to have you.
All right, bet. Let's do it, Coach. Let's do it.
All right, I'm passing you over to our owner here. Tell me.
All right, bet. Let's do it. Man, that's good. I'm ready. Let's go.
Give everyone a hug there that helps get you here, okay, bud? And we'll see you soon.
I got you.
Congrats.
Cal was the one I couldn't wait to see get on with the Let's Do It barrage going on. Like, you know, yeah. Nick was funny. D'Amico's been in a locker room hundreds of times before with psychopaths like Jalen Reed sounded like. Cal yeah. was the one I couldn't wait for. I'm like, God, I hope he keeps screaming, let's do it, when Cal's on the phone.
It's probably kind of tough because you also want to share in the jubilation, and yet it's the end of the draft, man. You've been these guys are, it's all day.
Well, we've got to convey some information to you too, Jalen. Like there is a conversation that needs to take place at some point.
It is, honestly. There is something about look, a guy from Penn State going in the 6th round. Lots of guys could maybe feel kind of like put out that they even got that they lasted that long or whatever. But Jalen Reed is just he's pumped. Hyped up just to get drafted and have an opportunity. And he knows about the Texans defense. I think there are a lot of the young defensive players in the draft, including the ones that didn't get drafted by the Texans. They know, just even if you casually watch NFL football, you see that, oh, whenever the Texans defense is on, oh, wow, look at that. Wow, yeah. That's a lot of big hits. Oh, well, wow. Oh, there's a guy getting suspended for three games
yeah.
for playing football. These guys.
Yeah, and then you meet D'Amico Ryans at the combine like he did and gushed about that when he had the podium. Yeah. Here was Nick Caserio yesterday. We played the hotkey of Jalen Reed as we were asking him the question. Here's Nick Caserio on Jalen Reed.
Yeah, no, I was trying to just introduce him. Hey, excited to have you here. And I couldn't talk, so kind of let him have his day in the limelight. He was excited. So at least he didn't say, let's effing go. And then we had that recorded. And so, then we would have had a bigger issue.
Yeah, but, social media team's like, ah, yeah.
A lot of energy, very excited, and that's kind of his personality. That's how he plays. But that was a fun moment.
Yeah, he'll fit right in.
I could see Caserio actually looking over at the social media people and being like, "You're welcome." Yeah, you're welcome for all the clicks, fellas.
Well, and we know that actually Nick himself is not afraid to drop an F-bomb or an S-bomb now in press conferences.
On social media side
it's
of things,
got a
yeah,
that subtle stuff, heel thing going on right now with that.
Yeah, there's no apologies to the social media department for stuff like that. They know how to bleep something right quick. And it's going to get more clicks.
It was really cool. Yesterday, a video popped up on my timeline of James Franklin, the head coach at Penn State, Jalen Reed's head coach in college, and he was doing a podium on Saturday. They must have had their spring game, if I had to guess, on that Saturday of day three of the draft. Otherwise, why is he doing a press conference on Saturday afternoon? But he found out that Jalen Reed got drafted by the Texans during his media availability on Saturday, James Franklin. So it was cool to see. He was pumping it. He was so excited. He was pumping his fists. It was a very organic and real moment. Someone informed him in the middle of that press conference that Jalen Reed had just been picked by the Texans. It was really cool. Yeah, it was really cool.
Seems like a popular guy with football people.
Yeah.
So far, I've been good. I don't think I've made a mistake yet on a Jalen or a Jaden in terms
yourself,
of messing up
man.
Their names.
Don't.
Well, I've realized it's actually pretty easy now because I've got a 50% chance of getting the guy's name right just by saying Jalen.
Yeah.
I could say Jalen Marks,
yeah.
You know, if I mess up Woody Marks or something. But the spelling is getting to me.
Yeah,
I still haven't
spellings.
Figured out who's Jalen with an I, Jalen with an E. Yeah, like Jaden, whether it's an E or an I, it's not natural to
There's
me.
There's Jalen's. These Jalen's all have a Y in there. For you know, Jalen Petrie does not. The Jalen's they all drafted have a Y in there. J A Y. Yeah. So yeah, it's
the fact that they all start J A Y.
Yep.
That four of them that start with J makes it very confusing.
Yep, you've done great so far on that.
Thanks.
Give yourself a ding. Do you have your bell nearby? Yeah. Give yourself a ding. There you go. All right, people had fun with this next cut from Nick Caserio yesterday. We asked him, we mentioned how last year we awarded Will Anderson the body type change award for, most good weight put on year over year from rookie year to second year. The question was about Blake Fisher. I had asked him, what have we seen? Because we're hoping that Blake Fisher puts on some of that Will Anderson weight in the offseason. We asked him about Blake Fisher, and he actually volunteered a couple other names that have been getting after it in the weight room.
Can we give it to D'Amico?
D'Amico.
I said this the other day. He would definitely beat my ass, so I'll try to avoid. But no, he looks good. Blake looks good. He's been here. I'll give you two other players, actually. So Ladarius Henderson has actually sort of reshaped his body. I think nobody's worked harder than LD. I know he lost his whole year last year because he was dealing with foot injuries, but I think he's lost, 15 to 20 pounds of body fat. He wasn't able to do a lot, but I would say the level of commitment and focus that he's shown, I mean, honest to God, it's a tremendous accomplishment. And I would say just looking at Kamari, he looks physically in his upper body a little bigger, a little thicker. It goes back to hard work, discipline, consistent, focused work. And I would say those are some players at this point that have shown that. We have a number of players that have done that. I think phase one, the voluntary program, we had 93, 94, 95% of the team that was here. It's only May. You still have May, June, July, and even when we're not here over the summer, those 4 to 6 weeks are vitally important. So a lot of players that have made a lot of progress to this point, hopefully they continue to make it over the course of the spring.
There you go. That Ladarius Henderson, man, got some attention because there's a – He's got kind of a cult following on the Texans Twitter sphere right now.
Yeah, yeah, and yeah, he is very intriguing because he has a lot of what you'd want in an offensive tackle. Obviously, they drafted him in the seventh round, so he played on a very good team in college, but he wasn't as consistent. And just wasn't as impressive. It was simple,
seventh round pick as that.
Yeah,
reason,
right. Yeah. And I guess I don't quite understand why he's become a cult favorite and why people are so bullish on it. Because it wasn't like the play in college was so impressive that, oh man, I can't believe this guy. People before the draft largely went him to go, expected him to go either late in the draft or undrafted at all. Yeah. But there's potential there. He's got all of the traits and everything. The fact that he lost 15 pounds of fat and is only, he's a guy that was like 305, 310. He wasn't a huge offensive lineman. It suggests that he also probably added 10 or 15 pounds of muscle.
Yeah.
So whatever injuries were dragging him down, obviously in his rookie year, and he ends up having both feet were an issue. However much that affected him in college, then, yeah, that might be where the upside is. That, okay, this is a guy that just wasn't physically right. As people accurately pointed out on X yesterday, all day long in my mentions, were we not saying something similar about Kenyon Green last year?
We were.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we were.
We were.
Yes, we were.
Yep.
So, but this is what annoys me. I just put out there that, hey, this is what Nick Caserio said about Ladarius Henderson.
That's it. It's
and immediately... Immediately, people think I'm making an argument that Ladarius Henderson is going to be all pro next year or something. It's a nice little nugget of positive information. I'm sorry I ruined your Wednesday with positive information.
Dude, you're just serving up the people. That's what you're doing. Yeah. You're just providing a service, you know? It's
body change transformation that paid off last year, Henry Toʻatoʻa.
Yes.
Henry Toʻatoʻa called himself, I can't remember what he said. He said I was doughy or I was fat or I was chubby or whatever his rookie year.
Yeah.
He came back in training camp last year and he looked chiseled.
Kind of blamed his wife, who's a really good cook, for his doughiness the year before.
Yeah.
You know, that's shameful.
Out here trying to take money out of my pocket,
that's
lady.
That's it. It's your money,
Stop
too.
Stop serving up the good vittles. Yeah.
That's right. How about Kamari getting the mention there, too? That's a little scary, right?
It's a little scary. Somebody
in a good way.
Yeah. Well, you know what? A couple people brought up that, hey, all right, are we positive or sure that it's really good that Kamari Lassiter is now they assumed he's gaining weight. Doesn't necessarily mean he's gained weight. It might just be that he's kind of changed his body composition.
There's
a lot of
Kamari is one of these guys whose workouts pop up on Twitter a lot and or on Instagram. And there's a lot of people who had heard Nick say that yesterday. Like three or four people came to me and said, hey, I've been watching Kamari's videos. He definitely looks like he's changed his body a little bit. So, for whatever that's worth.
No, and he's, if you think about J.J. Watt, his rookie year, go back and look at some pictures of J.J. Watt.
Yeah.
He had baby fat. You see this with a lot of guys. Aaron Donald, Aaron Donald went from a guy that was looked kind of like he could be a future Jerry Ball or something when he was in college. Because Jerry Ball was a nose tackle who was 360 pounds, but 6 foot tall.
Ironic last name. He looked like a ball.
He was. But Aaron Donald became one of the most chiseled players in the NFL.
Yep.
But Kamari Lassiter might just be leaning out a little bit.
Yep. All right, headlines. We'll circle back to the Astros, NBA playoffs. Boy, some big news in the NBA playoffs that we will get to. And a little follow-up on the big trade from yesterday, about 24 hours ago, with George Pickens. Some questions answered as to what this is going to look like for the Cowboys this coming season. We've got all of that coming up in headlines next.